This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigner Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provision to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa, and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holding significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities, and building foundation for research and development and manufacturing, among others. The Home Minister said India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants, and it has been a sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them place to live with dignity. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative run-ride hailing service model after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned in few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started, in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaw and four-wheelers will be possible, and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence has signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of Nag missile system, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicle. The ministry, in a statement, said the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicle will enhance indigenization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. The contract under the Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted the enduring strategic partnership between India and Russia, stating that it is set to deepen further as both nations navigate a complex geopolitical landscape. He made these remarks addressing Russia and India towards a new bilateral agenda conference hosted by Indian Embassy in Moscow and Russia Council via video message. Dr. Jayashankar further reiterated the ambitious goal of boosting bilateral trade with their set target of increasing to $100 billion by 2030. He also emphasized the importance of collaboration in various sectors, including energy, defense, and emerging areas like technology and agriculture. Dr. Jayashankar said the further enhancement of the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia continued to be a shared foreign policy priority. He said this relationship, with deep historic roots and long tradition of trust and mutual respect, continues to expand and deepen in the backdrop of a dynamic world order. Delhi Assembly has passed the budget 2025-26 with the voice vote. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta presented a budget of 1 lakh crore on Tuesday. Assembly Deputy Speaker Mohan Singh Bisht called the budget historic. During the budget session yesterday, State Assembly Speaker marshalled out the Aam Aadmi Party's MLA Vishesh Ravi and Kuldeep Kumar for disrupting the proceeding of the House. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. Chasing a victory target of 191 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Lucknow Super Giants scored 193 for 5 in just 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.